I guess we just want to progress the negotiations. You know, we've reached a bit of a stalemate at the levels that we've been discussing. So we figure that we'll go there and see if we can't, you know, break the deadlock and move the thing forward a bit.
What sort of powers does the Fair Work Commission have to resolve this sort of impasse?
I'm not the expert, but I don't think they have any. They play more of a conciliator role, you know, trying to help both sides move forward. And I think they do some of the discussing, you know, with both parties in the room, and then they sometimes talk to individual parties separately to try and help them, you know, see options. And so it's really, you know, helping find the way through the negotiation.
How tough are the talks with the union at the moment? Is it a complete breakdown from the company's point of view?
Well, I don't think it's ever a complete breakdown. I mean, we haven't got to the point where we've had industrial action, and I think everything's been quite civil. I suppose the big issue for me is that we're quite a way apart. We've come to this negotiation offering something substantially less than we've been paying over the last few years because of our financial situation and just the market realities here in Australia. We've worked out that we just can't afford to keep having our costs escalating at the rate they were across all of our costs, actually. We've come to the union with a number that would, you know, is designed really to slow down that cost escalation. And the union has come essentially with what's been paid in the past. So they sort of want to play the game as per the past, and we're saying we can't afford to. So we've got a little bit of a standoff.
Now, the union is saying some of their hard-won conditions are under threat. What sort of conditions are we talking about?
Well, there's, for example, we have a wage continuance insurance policy that costs quite a lot of money. And our initial position was that, you know, there were very few people making use of it, and yet it was costing the equivalent of around 2% of wages. And so our first position was we'd like to drop it. But there's been, you know, quite a reaction amongst the employees, and we realise that they do value it. So what we're trying to get now is an ability to put that out to tender and find a cheaper way to do it. And if, I think, you know, that's one point that I think the union will ultimately agree, provided it doesn't impact, you know, the benefits of the employees. There's a couple of other areas around, for example, redundancy. We want to have a cap of about 12 months redundancy for new employees. It wouldn't affect the current employees, but, you know, in fact, it doesn't impact the company for about 13 years. But we just think philosophically, Australia's got itself into a position now where we've lost our agility and ability to change and reinvent ourselves, mainly because of these huge redundancy payments that have to be made. And they've got to the point where they're way beyond what they were originally designed for. So we're looking for that. We've also got around our casual or seasonal workforce, we'd like to be able to give a little less notice than we do. At the moment, we have to give 2 days' notice to get people in or to send them home. And, of course, with a seasonal business and the climate that we have to manage, quite often that's a very expensive exercise. And again, we lose our ability to be flexible and agile.
Terry, is one of the conditions involving blood alcohol tests for workers?
Yeah, well, that's sort of been on the table for a long time. It's not really relevant. Sorry, it's not really exclusively around this particular negotiation, but we've been trying very hard to get the union to agree to a zero tolerance on alcohol and drug within our factories. And I quite honestly don't understand why they keep pushing back on this. You know, we hear from the unions across the board that they're so hot on safety. It's hard to understand why they would push back against the fact that, you know, someone driving a forklift might be over the limit and could hurt someone. But for some reason, there's a real issue, a privacy issue or something around, you know, not wanting their members to be exposed to these tests. So, you know, I hope that over time that becomes a standard across all industries, because I think it's very important.
How important is this time of the year for the Devonport and Ulverston factories with regard to workforce numbers and how busy they are?
Well, it is critical because, you know, we are a seasonal business. This is the period of the year that we start to, you know, really need everybody all hands to the wheel. So it would be a shame if we had any sort of industrial disruption at the moment. But, you know, at this point in time, I don't hear the union saying that that's what they want, and certainly we don't. We certainly don't want to upset our customers in any way. particularly Coles and Woolworths, have given us, you know, extra volume and backed the Australian Grown campaign. You know, it really would be a really bad time of the year for it to happen. We'd give our offshore competitors a leg up if we can't put product on the shelves. So it is important, and I hope we can find our way through without dispute.
Do you think there'll be a resolution after today's hearing?
I'd love it to be, but, you know, I think it may take a little longer yet because there are quite a few points on the table, and, you know, it does get a little complicated, and I think there'll be some trade-offs which might take some time to work through. But I hope today at least sets the momentum in a positive direction.
Trade-offs from the company?
Oh, it could be both ways, I think, yeah.